on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Always great to have local ministries in with us. And one of the ministries we had scheduled for today, CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, we'll get them back in here. They're typically in here each month, do a lot of great work. They do that with other groups, like alongside ministries, alongside ABQ.com is the website. In studio with us, Dee Dee Jones, the founder and executive director, and Peggy Padilla Burns, a mentee coordinator and outreach coordinator. Ladies, thanks for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah. Always great to have you in, Dee Dee. And welcome, Peggy. First time?
Yes, first time. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to try to make it as easy as possible. We're not going to pick on you too much.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That's not what I told her, Steve. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Dee Dee, for those not familiar with Alongside, tell them how it got started and just a brief description of what happens daily at Alongside.
Yeah. So Alongside, I like to describe as a pro-life, pro-family, pro-single mom ministry. What we do is we provide Christian mentor moms to women who may be facing unplanned pregnancies and to single moms in our community. So we really try to come alongside that mom as she's doing her parenting journey. So how Alongside came to be is that years ago, my husband and I had a youth group that was meeting in our house. It was mostly my son and his friends from Hope Christian High School, but we had some neighborhood kids that also came, and one of the young ladies got pregnant. And so we came alongside her as she was pregnant and after. And so that's how kind of Alongside came to be, is that we felt like this is something we should be doing to help women who choose life.
Hey, without going into too much detail, the young lady you're talking about, was she one of the kids that you felt like was a Christian or from a Christian family, or was she one of the neighborhood kids?
She was from the neighborhood, uh-huh. And just came because we were doing some fun things on Friday night at my house, and didn't really know the Lord, but she became pregnant. As you can imagine, there was some pressure on her to terminate her pregnancy from family, friends, and we were some of the voices that were telling her, to choose life. And she came more regularly after she became pregnant. And we really tried to help her with things that she would need for the baby and after that as well.
Well, the reason I ask is, and we've talked about it on this show, there's probably plenty of people who think, well, it's mostly the non-Christian kids. We're seeing it in the church.
Yes.
And it's great that they have a place to go where they can be loved, received unconditionally, and really just shown the love of Christ through the work that Alongside is doing. Now, Peggy, I mentioned CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and knowing your history, you've been employed at a pregnancy center. How would you say the work that Alongside does, there's some synergistic things happening, I'm sure, but how does it differ from a pregnancy center?
So when I think of a pregnancy center, it's like an emergency room, a triage for unplanned, unexpected pregnancies, which is very much needed in the community. I think about Alongside. It's long-term care, one-on-one discipleship, friendship, mentorship with the same mentor. And we look for long-lasting friendships. We want to do life together. We don't have a term limit. We don't, cut them off at 3 years.
Yeah.
We want this to go on. And I think Dee Dee does have several mentors that have been with our mentees for a number of years.
So are you Auntie Dee Dee now?
Well, I have little ones that kind of look to me as like a grandmother.
Right. No, it really becomes family, right?
Yes,
as you mentor. And I mean, we were talking off the air about youth groups, like, when you talked about online, and my involvement with Young Life at a young age, to a certain extent, not that often, but I'm still connected with my Young Life leader that introduced me to the Lord.
Right.
So it's really an opportunity, and even more than lifelong, God, hopefully eternal, right?
Absolutely.
An eternal relationship that you'll have with these people that have opportunity to be mentored through the ministry alongside, which, by the way, there's a real easy way for you to go find out more. I already mentioned alongsideabq.com. And if for any reason you don't remember the website, go to the KLYT website. We've mentioned several times, klyt.fm. Click on the organizations tab, and well, they're A, so they're real close to the top of the list. alongside ministries, you'll find there. Just click on the logo, and it'll take you right to the ministry website. You said the one gal was part of the youth group, and obviously that was the way she connected with Alongside. But how typically do you get referrals?
So we did the Calvary Love Day. I've done it a couple of times, and we got a couple handful of gals from just that outreach, you know, the people going there, community events, you know, word of mouth, moms groups are a lot of the gals that are signing up now. You know, we ask them, how'd you hear about Alongside? And they'll tell me moms group, you know, a referral, someone from church, someone at church prayed with them and gave them a referral of Alongside. So, yeah, that's just great. So the word's getting out.
What's a mentee going to experience being part of that program?
Okay, so we talk about benefits. You know, I mean, you're going to get a support from a Christian mentor, you know, ongoing friendship that will hopefully lead to Christ. You know, Didi always says, we will talk about things that are most important, and the most important thing is Christ. So we will hopefully lead her to Christ. You know, the community resources, referrals, things like that will help her with. You know, and the bonus is monthly diapers and wipes and baby clothes. You know, that's just something to help them. As they, you know, these single moms, you know, money is a little tight. So we want to help them with those benefits. So, yeah, just as we do life with these ladies, you know, I have seen in just the short time I've been with Alongside, just the benefits of what we do and what we offer.
As with any ministry, you know, what's really powerful, you know, from November to December, last few years, and including this upcoming November, December, you know, we'll be featuring GFA World in the Christmas Critter campaign. And often the stories that we tell about things that have happened in the ministry really resonate with the listener. I have to imagine with Alongside Ministries, that's the case as well. On our notes, it says Trinity's story. I'm assuming there's a testimony.
Yeah. So, you know, as Peggy was talking about the benefits, you know, we try to find ways to support our mentees. We really want them to think about, like, you know, thinking about different things that they might want to do with their life, to dream a little. And so we have a mentee who's actually gone back to school, and she's such a go-getter. She's been simultaneously working on her medical assistant certification while she was taking respiratory therapy classes.
Wow.
And so one of my favorite things about Alongside is that we offer a $500 educational award to a mentee who's trying to do something, you know, further her education past high school. So I hope she's not listening right now, because she's actually going to get that award at our upcoming fundraiser. But yeah, so that's one thing that we're just thrilled to do, because we, you know, if you look at, I was just looking at this morning, but for a single mother with one child to make it in New Mexico without any government assistance, she's going to need a job that pays about $60,000 a year.
Yeah.
And so the families that are a part of our program don't have those kinds of jobs. So that's part of what we want to try to do, is really encourage those moms to be dreaming, and we're going to support them in those dreams.
Well, that's super encouraging. Listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Didi Jones, the founder and executive director of Alongside, ABQ.com is the website, and Alongside Ministries, right, is
yes,
the name of the ministry. And Peggy Padilla Burns, a mentee coordinator and outreach coordinator. Before we talk about how to become a mentor, and hopefully we can get back to that, I do want to spend some time talking about, you mentioned the event coming up that hopefully Trinity didn't hear, you know, details about.
Don't tell her.
Yeah. But do tell us about this fundraiser coming up on Friday, September 19th. It'll start at 5:30 at New Covenant Church on Paseo del Norte, which, by the way, it's a free event.
Yes, it's free. Duke City Worship is going to be doing a benefit concert for us. They are amazing. We got to go hear them at Cup of Cozy, a little coffee shop on the west side, and they were just so passionate about the Lord, and we're just so excited about them coming and doing a concert for us. We're going to have raffle prizes, some amazing raffle prizes, actually, and then food trucks.
Silent auction?
Silent auction. We've got some really, some bigger items that came in for a silent auction. We've got granite top countertop for your bathroom.
There you go.
Right? 10x10 patio cover.
And everyone knows kitchen and bathroom remodel are the best investment when it comes to getting your money back.
Yeah.
So, and then if it's free 50 free, then not enough, or a reduced cost maybe.
Yeah.
And serves a good purpose because the money goes towards alongside ministries, alongside ABQ.com. But let's back up a little bit. Well, the event, I'm sure it's on the website, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So find out more about the event again, with Duke City Worship, performing at New Covenant Church, Friday, September 19th, 5:30 to 9 is the event. The music's probably going to get underway closer to 7 o'clock, but 5:30 is the fellowship, the auction, the raffle.
Yeah.
And
food trucks.
Yeah. Just a good time. You know, it's going to be a great evening. Planned time to be there the whole evening. It says tickets are free. Do you need to register for the event?
We're encouraging people to do that.
Okay.
To register. We want to make sure we have enough food trucks. We want to make sure, you know, because it is a free event. We don't want to overpromise.
Yeah.
So we want people to sign up for tickets.
Okay, and do that at alongside ABQ.com. Let's get back to mentorship, because we talked about a lot about what and young ladies are sometimes the dads involved in that. Or is this exclusively a ministry toward the young ladies?
So I believe we've had a dad, and Dee Dee's husband actually mentored him. They mentored a couple, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, this program is for dads, and a shout out to my husband. He took the training to mentor a dad. And so we're waiting for that. But yeah, just, you know, to be a mentor, just your willingness to serve with love and compassion. You want to share your story. You know, maybe you were a single mom, or you overcame an addiction, a hardship, things like that. You know, that you want to share with this gal. And, you know, we think about young ones needing mentorship. You know, Dee Dee also says, you know, when I got in this ministry, I thought we're going to have 16-year-olds to 18-year-olds. You know, I had a gal that I met at Love Day, and I sat down with her, and she's a grandma, raising, single mom, raising 5 grandchildren herself. And I thought, oh, just the heartbreak, the hardship, you know, that she was an enduring. And, you know, I said, well, we'll find you a mentor. And I didn't have anybody, you know, at that time. And so God just graciously provided a grandma raising her grandchildren.
Nice.
So I got to, you know, get them, you know, introduced together. So it was just a blessing that God just provided what she needed at that time.
As you can hear, we're out of time, ladies, but I do want to give the website again for folks to get the information about the event and reaching out to the ministry and all that they need to find at alongsideabq.com. Dee Dee, Peggy, thank you for what you do, and thank you for your time here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.